The studio, three of four fractured, so that's three quarters of a fracture. The mics are going up, we can hear you now. First off, we got Jamie, we got Jeff, we got Dave. How are you guys?
All good,
yes,
very good, yeah, yeah. Decent, yeah.
And what happened to John?
John,
he's in prison.
John,
who's John?
He's got arrested.
What?
He got arrested for being a bass player.
Well,
blame Starmer. We got nothing to do.
I didn't know Starmer had it in for bass players.
He's got that look in his eye.
Wasn't in the manifesto, was he?
What, bass?
Well, I know he plays piccolo.
Does he?
That's all I know.
Is that a restaurant in Brighton?
Yeah, it is.
He plays it every Monday night.
I had no idea he was a man of such talent. So it's nothing to do with the fact that he can wear a hat in 95 degrees of heat in every gig I've seen you guys playing.
That's his look, though.
It's a fine look. It's a fine hat.
Yeah.
He's got no hair.
The man used to be only hair. I mean, surely he hasn't lost all of that beautiful mane.
It's melted under the hat.
Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, last time I saw you, what was the name of that pub I saw you? And it rocked to the point where people were complaining the floor was moving. What was that place?
East Street Tap.
That was a gig. Man alive. That was awesome. Have you played with those guys again? They were...
Leibniz.
No, that was Highsides.
Rick and the band.
No, we're going to.
They're so good. Anyway, sorry about that false start. How are you guys doing? You okay? Is all things in the Fractured Land?
Yeah, top.
Good. Thank you for your new single. This is the craziest thing in the world. When you came in about a year ago, I think it was about a year ago, you had this insane idea of releasing a single every month. What happened?
The insanity continued.
And how did it go?
Jesus, never again.
Well,
been a roller coaster, Pete.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it wasn't a case of just nicking a track off each album. You actually did compose new material each month.
Well, it was a new take on some material that had been kicking around for a bit, and there was some new stuff in there. But we thought we'd record them all properly, which we did, and then give them the attention they deserved. So yeah, out into the tumbleweed of Spotify and everything.
Tumbleweed, as opposed to nutweed. Yeah, I see. Well, no, I think it was brilliant, and we did try and play. Well, we did. We played every single one that you sent our way, except Lucky Pants, which is the latest single. Tell us about Lucky Pants. It comes out on the 19th of December.
Everybody knows. Everyone's listening to this knows that life just goes better when you're wearing your best underwear,
best pants. Yeah, of course.
So.
Yeah, and conversely, of course.
If you're not wearing your lucky pants, it's not so good.
Not so good, yeah.
Commando.
That is my definite title, yes. I'm glad you brought that up.
That's the next single.
Lucky Pants followed by Commando. Yeah, how did it go? Commando. Beautiful, I mean, love that.
To be fair, this one is a live favourite. It's caused a few scenes
Now? Talk us through the scenes. Have people been chucking their lucky pants at you, a la Tom Jones?
I had a sock once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Jamie, it's a very unbecoming.
That's not a euphemism.
No.
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 No, good.
An actual sock.
Keep it together. Yeah. OSC, yes.
I've had my trousers pulled down a few times.
No, so rock and roll.
But Dave's got to stop that.
Yes, he has. Was Spirit of Destiny in that night? Was it rocking?
Flashing lights, it gets hot. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, especially when you look over at John with his hat on still, you think, blimey-o. Seriously, it's hot.
Yeah, it throws you.
Something does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and you're the drummer, you don't want to be thrown.
No.
Of course you don't. So Lucky Pants, it's not on an album, and most of the singles were?
None of the singles are on an album.
Not even on this one? Not even All Right.
Not yet.
Ah, not yet. See what he did there?
Tantalising.
He just leaves it hanging, doesn't he?
Teaser.
Leaves it hanging.
Little teaser.
Come on. So what's the plan for 25 then, album man?
Well, we're going to collect all these songs together and bring out an album for the first time on vinyl.
saucy. So I saw you having a little reaction when I mentioned someone having a little 7-inch single.
A bit of that, yeah.
But they've got a that'd be good, wouldn't it? What about a 12-inch single? Just go crazy. I mean, a 12-inch single. I do remember getting a 12-inch single and they had a fracture like length. It was like 2:19 on it, and the needle just went whoop, just flew. It was like every groove you could put a 50p coin in. It was like whoop.
So, funny story about Lucky Pants.
Go on, I want to hear it.
The song was originally 50 seconds long.
No,
but
that's long for you guys.
The company we used to distribute up to all the streaming services refused to accept it because it's too short.
No.
So we've added another 10 free seconds at the end for Lucky Pants.
Well, we've done that a few times on the show. We just played you twice.
I know.
Because I'm like, I'm sorry, I demand more for my fracture. I've invested in this band. I want more. That is brilliant. Tell us how it's been going on Spotify. Any spooky spikes?
I mean, lots of spooky stuff. The spookiest was six single of the year was Terry Smith's Party.
Yeah, we played it, loved it.
Yeah, and that went viral over one weekend in August.
What?
In Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn? You can pinpoint it down on Spotify.
Pinpoint it down.
So hang on, Brooklyn went loony for it for literally one night.
Literally one night.
Yeah. What a night. You guys should have just, minute you saw that, you should have got on a plane. You should have just got on a plane. We're going to Brooklyn, guys. Yeah. We're heading to Brooklyn. And there would have been the beginning of the movie. Oh, trying to find who played it. That's the movie.
They would have all been at the airport, surely waiting for us.
Well, I was getting to that bit. It would have been the Beatles arriving all over again. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
But we've been thinking of just calling every song next year Somebody's Party.
With Terry Smith.
Somebody's Party.
Because
around
happens.
The world it's going to
maybe
click,
in Boston
it?
There'll be another you know, spike. We can chat, obviously, because I know you guys can. But what track should we play? Because we've got a few lined up.
When you play Lucky Pants, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Sure?
Go on.
Got to.
There's even a fade. Should we do it again?
Can do.
So audacious that you do that, then you stop, then you bring it back, and then you fade all within 1 minute and a second. I mean, if that ain't fractured, that ain't fractured. I mean, folks, you are so welcome to Fractured. They are, quite frankly, one of the best bands we love. And if you can get to see them live, oh, hello. You've got to go and see them live. If you want the next gig, by the way, I've got details here. It says Saturday, Hope and Ruin. That is the 21st of December. What day is that?
Saturday.
That is Saturday.
You just said Saturday, Pete, yeah.
Did I? I read
it's
stuff.
It's Saturday the Saturday, Pete.
I don't listen to what I say. I just say it. I just read. That's my job. 21st of December, Saturday, which is a Saturday, supporting cult figures at the Hope and Ruin, 8 o'clock, £10 on the door, plus probably a booking fee if you don't want to book it. Oh, that doesn't make any sense.
Probably. Yeah. There's some money needs to be exchanged.
Some rip-off Oasis-esque thing going on.
It's a pyramid scheme.
It's a pyramid scheme. With you guys on the top as a star.
Of course.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Come and see Fractured Live, where they do a human pyramid scheme. And play live, which is quite a feat. Actually, if you put a little light and a bit of tinsel on John's hat and put him on the top, bingo.
There we are.
Oh, you are. Perfect. Have I just blown the cover? So you can go and see these guys. Do we know anything about cult figures?
They've been going since late 70s.
Yeah.
Basically. Wow.
And had a couple of lineup changes along the way.
How are you getting your gigs, by the way? I mean, always intrigued. Tell me. Do tell.
How are we getting our gigs?
No idea.
I mean, just promoters just incessantly banging on the door.
Of course they are.
And we say yes to one or two.
Well, you're in talks with some pretty top people, right?
We are.
Talk us through the people that you're in talks with.
So,
Go on.
I'm not sure how much can I reveal.
Quite
about
a lot. You can reveal about as much that isn't revealable.
Reveal what's decent.
Can you reveal some of it to me?
Yeah. Folks, what you can't see is Dave and Jamie's face going, you what? What is he banging on about?
This year, actually. 2024, one of our favourite festivals was Glastonwick. Attila the Stockbrokers.
Ah, yes.
Punk and Beer Festival, which was terrific fun.
Was Billy Bragg there? I don't think he was.
No, Billy Bragg wasn't there. Who was there this year?
TB Smith.
TB Smith was there. Dacca Skanks, excellent ska punk band were there.
Yeah.
Who else was
there? East Town Pirates.
East Town Pirates. Bit of pirate punk, Tara.
They were very good.
Yeah.
But we thought, we like festivals that start with the words Glaston.
Yes. Ah, right. I see where you're going.
But I can't reveal too much more than that.
Right. No berries involved. No. Well, that's good. Awesome. And about as much information as we normally give out, to be honest. Hello. On the 18th of January, in the meanwhile, if you want to go up to Soho, Spice of Life, you can see these guys playing live. Who are you playing with there that night?
Absolutely no idea.
Excellent.
No.
That sounds good. Spice of Life, that sounds like a gorgeous curry house. I wonder if it is in Soho. And then back at the Hope and Ruin. Back at the Hope and Ruin, 8th of March, with Fallen Trees. No, it's not Fallen Leaves.
Joke.
I just want to see your face. 8 o'clock, Fallen
Leaves. Very topical.
Tell us about Fallen Leaves, folks.
Oh, Fallen Leaves, so the guitarist used to be in Subway Sect.
Subway Sect?
Remember
that? Come on. Yes.
Yeah, they are the gentlemen of punk. They always make a cup of tea on stage.
Love it.
And wear very fancy clothes.
Well, there you go. You know.
Quite dapper.
Dapper Chapper.
Hey, great songs.
Great songs. 19th of December, Lucky Pants, which you just heard twice, Lucky You more like, is released. Get yourself a copy. What track shall I play now?
Oh, well, we're famous for being a local band, your local band, so
yeah.
The Preston Park Popular Front. Record levels of youth unemployed, social housing rights are being destroyed, the gap between rich and poor incredibly stark, all they care about is where do we park. The Preston Park Popular Front, banging on the door, keeping me on their petty rookie all along, and I'm not both them.
long track for Fractured, quite frankly. Guys, in the studio, of course, we have Fractured here. That was... tell us what that was called.
That was the Preston Park Popular Front.
Yes, it was. Is that anything to do with Citizens and Smith and all the rest of it? Was that inspired by Tooting?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, kind of, but...
A nod and a wink and a, you know...
If you live around that area, you will receive numerous invitations to join demonstrations or protests about various things. So, yeah.
Give us any examples at all, if you can, off the top of your gorgeous head.
Gosh.
I mean, what gets them going?
What gets them going?
I don't know.
Parking permits.
Yes, always.
Absolutely.
Quite right. Yep.
Boom. Wheelie bins and recycling collections.
Boom! Ouch. Yeah, that's a winner. Yeah, squirrels in the park. Squirrels in the park.
Squirrels in the park.
Is it anywhere near? No, so what about... so this is Preston Park.
This is Preston Park. Yeah. We wrote a song about Blakers Park on the previous album.
Yeah, you see, that's more niche, isn't it? Blakers Park. Blakers, that's all, yeah. I bet they'd be annoyed about dogs or something.
Nah, Blakers Park was more about... community groups putting on things and power crazy, getting out of hand, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Preston Park, I would imagine all those diggers, and are they going to start building on it and that sort of thing? And oh, the new block of flat, all those, how
blocks of
that's got to be a biggie.
Yeah,
yeah.
Big.
Anyway,
big.
Anyone in the area, do let us know. We have the amazing Fractured here. So, what's the plan for 25? So, last time you said we'd do a single a month. What about 2025?
So I teased you earlier, Pete, saying...
Yeah, I felt teased.
Yeah, so the new album, which will be the collection of the 12 singles, coming out on vinyl, probably springtime. But people think that Fractured don't have any new ideas.
Never second guess what people think. Do they have any new ideas?
Dave?
Does Dave have a new idea? Dave, you've got a new idea?
Yeah, we've got some new ideas.
Have you got any ideas?
We've written half... The new album after the new album.
What? The new album after the new album?
Yeah.
So the new album is basically a collection of the singles that you put out in 2024.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Is it like the blue? Is it like the Beatles' Blue and Red album?
It's called Replastered.
That's what it is. Replastered. It's like the Beatles' Blue and Red albums, which were all a collection of the singles, wasn't it? Yeah, that's what you're doing.
That is effectively what we're doing.
And now you're gonna. And then the latest is the White Album.
Yeah.
Wow. Fractured White Album.
And, so if you come and see us at the moment,
we've
got about five or six new ones.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to write as many new ones as we can.
Amazing.
That's it.
Mumble. Mumble Tracks. Maybe we should call it Mumble Tracks. Dave.
Oh, Mumble Rap.
Mumble.
Yeah, we're well into
that. Dave, being the drummer... his method of communicating a new song is to mumble the tune into his phone and then send it through.
Just brilliant.
And go,
brilliant.
Write a song around this.
Yeah.
And
did you steal that idea from Paul Simon?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I saw a documentary.
Yeah, I thought you did.
And, have you listened to him? It sounds just like Graceland.
Instead of Preston Park, it was Central Park, obviously. But, you know, squirrels are the same.
Yeah, it's just taking a slightly different angle on what he's done.
Slightly.
And it's a road to success.
Boom. Absolute.
I sort of hum vague bass lines.
And then
hum.
No, he's right.
Jamie, let him have his... He will have his say.
Most of it's discarded and ridiculed.
Yes, of course.
But just now and again, something sneaks through.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that sneak, that little sneak...
Little gem.
There's always
little gems in there, Dave. There's always a little gem.
Keep having a little look at the gold pan, and there'll be something at the bottom. Someone's tooth. Mm. Yeah.
We're a very supportive community.
Yeah. Are you now? Good. On that note, shall we play Japanese...
Like my carers.
Shall we play... Mike who? Shall we play Japanese Nutweed? Yeah.
Version 5.
Why not? Well, I hope it is. Do not shoot the messenger if it's not. But it was Simone that lined it up, so we'll just see what happens.
Japanese knotweed. It's very, very dangerous, I'm not even joking. Killing the roses, chopping the daisies, asphyxiating the aspidistra. Coming through the earth, coming through the walls. Now it's sharing me a note that it's coming on to me. Japanese knotweed. Very, very dangerous, I'm not even joking. Chilling with Netflix, chewing on cornflakes, suffocating the sofa. even joking.
Yes, indeed, that was version 5, apparently. So we are definitely let off the hook. Simona's breathing a big sigh of relief because the band would go, make sure it's version 5. We, you know, we've got a lot of work to do this end. You can see the researchers are always busy. But we, you know, we did it. We found it. Japanese nutweed. What's the difference with version 5?
We wrote a new verse.
Yes, yes.
And we...
Is that the Gethsemane verse?
It's the Gethsemane verse.
Gethsemane, and not Beth.
The first Fractured song to feature a waltz.
No. Now that, you see, that's something, isn't it? Yeah. On album what?
24.
You see, it took you that long to actually write a waltz. I mean, that's it. That's where you... This is it. This is the Pink Floyd moment, isn't it?
Exactly. We just thought we'd try something. What would jazz up Japanese knotweed to make it totally unique as a song?
And 15 seconds longer.
Yeah. And also getting in a rhyme of Garden of Gethsemane.
Just genius. So, genius.
Which is actually true. There is Japanese knotweed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
I didn't doubt it. I mean, of course there
it's
is.
All factual.
It's all factual.
Based on facts.
Fractured are factual. Factual fractured.
Thank you. Has it been actually fact-checked?
BBC Verify.
Where
are they when you need them?
Well, and when do you need them? Exactly. No, don't answer that. My main worry is the fact that your gig on Saturday, that's the 21st of December, and that is a Saturday, supporting cult figures at the Hope and Ruin, 8 o'clock, 10 quid on the door. My main worry is you're on for an hour. These tracks are less than a minute long. That's like 60 tracks. You're going to be exhausted, aren't you?
Yeah, 60-ish, is it? Is it all we doing 23 times?
How are you going to do it, my friends?
Nearly everything.
This is what worries
me.
Yeah. Folks, get yourselves to Hope and Ruin just to see how they do it. I mean, they're magicians at best. We've already got the pyramid scheme that's going to start. As you walk in, you'll see John on top with a bass and hat lit up like a John on bass. That's the beginning. That's just the start of the show. I don't know what they're going to open with. What's your opening number?
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah, come
all
on.
Right.
All right. Yeah.
Could be.
Classic.
All right.
Classic. All right. You cannot be entertained more than going to see Fractured. They are such a brilliant band live. I know I've been banging on about them, but they are so good. And it's not just the fact they're here and threatening me with all sorts of things. I don't know what they should. I know. Seriously. But anyway, no money yet. So when the money comes out, we'll start.
A T-shirt, Pete.
Really talking them up. Shush. There's no freebies here. A la Westminster. These are very nice glasses. Do you like? Do you like this handbag? It's very nice. Yes, they're the freebies. We're going to end with what's the final track we're going to end with?
It's the Christmas single.
Yes.
Riot in the Supermarket.
Yes. Anything you want to tell me about this?
Well, it's just sort of sums up what Christmas shopping's like, really.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Permanently topical. Any time of year.
I tell you, the track that went down well was London Road. That's a great track.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a good track?
Yeah, it was a good track. Sorry, I didn't tell you about the swear word before you played it, but...
Yeah, that was slightly awkward, but, you know.
A bit cheeky,
I know,
Jeff.
You can't send us tracks, and this goes to you lot, listeners. Don't send me a track with a swear word in it. It's just a curveball. It implies I have to listen to all the music I play, and that's ridiculous. I know we got researchers, but they're busy, they've got lives. So this is, what's it called again?
Riot in the Supermarket.
Guys, you have been so brilliant and very, very gorgeous to see. We will endeavour to keep plugging you. And when the brand new free vinyl arrives, we might consider playing you in 2025. Yeah, I mean, that's how it rolls, baby. Come on. Kid Jensen would have said that. He would have done that.
That's fair, dude.
You know, come on. Kid Jensen. Guys, you've been so good. Thank you very, very much. Not only entertaining, cheers, actually quite talented. And that's a rare thing in this world. Talent and entertainment. Folks, Fractured.
Too many people, not enough room. Resentment brews at the checkout queues. They haven't got what you want. The aisles, they're jammed.